The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So, hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is...
Texas is big for the chasers from a NASCAR fan's view. Say what you will about the chase so far, but Texas is big for the chasers and will tell all of us whether it becomes a five-man race or if it will be down to the top two. Sure, I know a lot can happen in the course of three races, but Texas will be the turning point for this fan, and after this weekend, the end result will be much clearer. With Matt Kenseth and Jimmy Johnson basically in a dead heat, and Jeff Gordon and Kevin Harvick separated by only 1 point, what happens this weekend could change the whole outlook of the top spots, or not. From this fan's view, it is not a given that one of the top five in points will win Sunday afternoon. In fact, just looking at the qualifying could mean a non-contender could win, and it could be someone in a Ford. The Fords usually do run well at the Texas track, and it may be no different this weekend. That's not to say it is a given, and I do expect the top chasers to make a statement of their own, but it does have to be considered. All of the main chase contenders were fast in practice and qualifying, and it is a long race on a tough track made even tougher by the exit from Turn 4. If anything unexpected happens during the race, this fan expects it will happen in, or at least coming out of, Turn 4. It is the way the transition is from the turn to the straight. Well, that is if you want to call it a straight. And more than a few have struggled exiting the turn. Of the top five in the chase points, Kyle Busch is probably the biggest question mark. He is very much in the same position as Jeff Gordon was last week. It is my opinion, if he wants to be considered as a serious threat for the championship, he needs a win this weekend. He just hasn't had the best of luck in the chase, which has been the norm for him every time he has been in it. Now that doesn't mean he has absolutely no chance of winning, but he does have a major challenge ahead of him. Yes, he is only 36 points behind the leaders, but the way things have been going for all of the top five, he has a long way to go. As I said earlier, Texas is a big race for all the chasers, and it could figure big when the Cup teams arrive in Homestead. That's why this fan thinks it is so important what happens in the race this afternoon. I mean, let's look at the possibilities. Jeff Gordon definitely needs to finish in the top five, and Kevin Harvick needs to do the same. Kyle Busch, on the other hand, needs to win today, and he still needs help from the others to make any real gains in points. Gordon and Harvick also need the same amount of help from the top two. Even if Busch, Gordon, and Harvick finish 1-2-3, and Johnson and Kenseth finish right behind them, any point swing would basically be a wash, and not much would change. From this fan's view, were anything major to take place in the points, Jimmy Johnson and Matt Kenseth both need to have really bad days, and the others need to finish up front in one form or another. In a perfect world, that might be possible, but in reality, I just don't think it's going to happen. Would it be great for the chase? You bet it would, and it would really make the next 3 weekends very interesting. But once again, this fan just doesn't believe it will happen. As much as we fans might like to see the above happen, none of us really expect it. In fact, I know I would be surprised if it did happen and the points battle really did tighten up. All week long, we've heard all the talk and the hype about the battle between Johnson and Kenseth and how Jeff Gordon has battled back into third position in the points and comes into Texas with momentum and what the chase would be like if he wins at Texas. As a fan, all of it sounds really interesting and exciting, but it doesn't take into account how it might be if someone other than the top five in points wins today. From where I sit, Brad Keselowski looks to have plenty of speed as well as starting outside on the front row. Carl Edwards won the pole, and both of them looked very strong in the last practice session. It is possible either one of them could win this afternoon, and though it might not shake up the points that much, it will make things a lot more interesting going forward. Hey, this is Russ. I'll see you next time, right here at NASCAR Fans View, for just a fan's view of NASCAR racing.
that's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week. Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, probably better known to you as Podcast Norm. I'm the voice behind Podcast Norm Audio Productions, and I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the music I use in my podcasts and other productions. It's from Mike Stewart, and it's called Two Buck Themes. We all know music makes every production better, and not only is Two Buck Themes royalty-free, but it is very affordable. How much is it, did you say? Just $2 a theme, 5 themes at a time, and I use it exclusively on these podcasts. If you make audio and video productions and want to make them better, then give Two Buck Themes a try. I know you won't be disappointed. Once you hear and use them for yourself, I'm sure you will feel the same way I do about them. So click on the link below and get Two Buck Themes for yourself. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time.